Okay, so we are going to be welcoming in the staff that has kept this whole pledge drive going. And so we're going to be talking with them here in just a minute. We only have until 7 o'clock, and then we go back to regular programming. If you want to make a call, now is the time, 678-688-4549. You know what? I love to answer phones. I got to answer phones. That was how I started with Catholic Radio, is I would take my kids and we would go and we would answer phones at a pledge drive. And then I started going into the studio. And now I get the great privilege of traveling around and doing these pledge drives. What a blessing it is. So you know what? If we're bringing everybody in here, that means I get to go answer phones, right? If the phone rings, I get to go answer phones.
Somebody's out there. Yeah.
I'm thinking I love to answer phones. So if we get some phone calls, I get to go answer
them
while you guys
else.
Are talking. Yeah. All right. So 678-688-4549. Come on. Let's do it. So we have, right now, we have Ed and we have Carol in here. And I think we're going to get a few more people. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you know, Kelly, I think I wanted to start off and just sort of close this out with a story. This has been such an amazing 3 days.
Yes.
I mean, we have had literally over 100 volunteers and listeners, or not listeners, volunteers and guests that have planned this whole event and executed it. And it's been wonderful. But God has clearly been at work over the last year. And as I've, you know, reflected on that, I've thought about with some of the calls from our listeners about the man who wants to convert to Catholicism. I thought about something came to mind that my mother frequently told us when we were growing up, and that was that we're on earth to get to heaven. And I used to volunteer with this man at St. Vincent de Paul, and he was said that he never learned that was something so critical, that you were taught that. And so anyway, and this volunteer is that I worked with is actually in studying to be a priest. But anyway,
wow.
I think that's what this is all about. Regardless of our age, we all need to know that it's never too late to establish that as a goal for us, that we're all here to get to heaven, and it's our job to help each other get to heaven. I remember recently reading a story about a man who he's a very holy man, and he had a dream about this giant conference room, just an inordinate number of chairs in this room, and a lot of the chairs were empty. And he said the next day after he saw this in his dream, he prayed about it, and he said, "God, what are you trying to tell me?" And he said that what God revealed to him was that was heaven, this massive, massive area with lots and lots of seats, and that those empty seats in his dream represented the people, all the empty chairs in heaven. Mm-hmm. And it's our job, whatever our role is, and at the Quest, is we're there to help people get to heaven. Mm-hmm. And so that just was a visual that never has left me. And so as I was thinking about what I might say this afternoon in regard to this pledge drive, I just think about God's providence over the last year. And he's provided everything that we need. Last spring, I remember, we had signed a lease for the studio, and we were focusing on all the equipment that we needed to purchase. And we realized, oh, we need some office furniture. And so Janice got a call out of the blue about with one of her friends, coincidentally, whose name is Angel, and said that her office was moving and that they had some furniture if we could get some volunteers to come pick it up. And so we got a conference room table, we got desks, and we got more chairs than we needed. And so you've heard a lot this week about Archbishop Gregory has approved for us to have a chapel. And so as we were thinking about the chapel, you know, again, God provided it. You know, Steph stepped up and designed a chapel, and craftsmen appeared to want to build out the altar and a tabernacle and a pedestal for this beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima that was donated. And we found out Mary, our Queen, was moving to a new church, and we were given Father Dara has given us some items from their church, and guess what? He gave us some extra chairs. We got everywhere we turn, chairs keep appearing. And it was funny that a lot of the volunteers, we were sitting around just laughing, saying we really need to do something with all these extra chairs that are sitting around our studio. And we sort of chuckled about it and said, you know, what an analogy that these chairs is what our mission is at the Quest. Our job is to help God get those chairs filled in heaven. And, you know, I just, it's amazing. He's done it all, and we're starting to see the signs of people that are turning closer to him. So anyway, in closing, I just want to thank everybody. I mean, like I said, there's over 100 people that have volunteered and put this event together, and we've raised, I think the last count is close to $140,000, and that's unbelievable. And we've got this room now filled with a few of the volunteers that are still sticking around to help us clean up. And this has just been an amazing event where we have really helped unite the Catholic community. So I just want to turn it over to some of these voices in the room, and then tell one person that tell us what you do, Adam.
Sure. My name is Adam Keller. I am the graphic designer here, and I'm so fortunate to be part of this great team. One of the reasons why I was here is I just recently graduated about a year, coming up on 2 years ago, from Jacksonville University in Florida. And when I moved up here in Atlanta, I didn't really know anybody. And I said, okay, the first thing I got to do is get in touch with someone who's Catholic, or get in touch with my church and just get involved. And it really helped me get rooted into my pro-life stances and just being able to connect with the Catholic community that way. And the story that I always tell about that is when I was about 4 years old, my brother had just been born. And I don't think I actually told any of you guys the story yet. But when he was born with about 3 holes in his heart. He had a heart defect and heart disease. And he ended up having to get surgery at 10 months old. But there's, on top of that, there's a lot of other problems that was wrong with him. And as soon as the priest came in and blessed him and baptized him, he was able to breathe on his own, being taken off the machines that was keeping him alive and stable. And from that point on, my faith was just so strongly and deeply rooted, and to this day I've been able to stay connected, and this is just one more outlet that I've been able to connect with all of these wonderful people about within the Catholic community. And I encourage anybody who is looking for a similar kind of experience to please reach out and volunteer. I know everybody here is very, very rooted in the Catholic faith, and it is a great, great experience to come out and be a part of this amazing thing. And this week is a testimony to that.
What parish are you from?
And I'm from St. Peter Chanel Catholic Church.
This is Edward, and I'm from St. Bridget. And I want to expand on that, because I didn't think that we could actually mobilize 100-some volunteers who came in, answered the phones. You know, we had runners to help communicate between the phone booths and the studio, and we also had, hospitality to welcome our guests and to keep them. Sorry, my wife is talking to me without words, which is the way we talk. She is telling me to remind everybody that we also had a prayer warrior in our soon to be chapel that will be that prayed for our pledge drive here during our hours. So we had a lot of volunteers all helping, and I found it quite amazing that it worked so well, only because, I mean, everyone is genuinely trying to do the very best they can, and surprisingly, with as little instruction as we're able to give everybody, we get it all done. So anyway, that's come and volunteer, and you'll understand why everyone is chuckling. So, anyway, we meet on Tuesdays and on every other Thursdays we have a standing volunteer meeting. The next person is going to be
Roz.
Oh, it's funny because I show up at the radio station after work, my full-time job. Sorry, Rosalind from St. Peter Chanel, And I'm always thanked for what I do. And I'm like, well, I really don't do anything. Wherever you need me to fill in, I fill in, right? Okay. So I signed up to volunteer answering the phones because I think it's fun to talk to all of you guys and maybe hear your stories and get your prayer requests and shout outs and hear friends on the radio and whatnot. And yesterday, at the end of the day at work, I was listening and I heard all these calls coming in. And I said, oh, I got to get in my car. I got to get up there. I got to answer phones. And by the time I got up here, I realized that the phones weren't working because the Knights of Columbus blew up the phone. So I thank you, Knights of Columbus. Thank you all of the supporters out there because we are the Catholic community of Atlanta. And we want everybody to be part of that community because we're called to walk this faith together, and hopefully we can do that, continue through Catholic Radio.
Okay, well, I never pass up a microphone. This is Janice, and I'm from St. Bridget, and I just love the community here. I love it's like family and the people that, like, we haven't even been here a year yet. In fact, probably a year ago, we were, you know, a handful of us sitting around Carol's dining room table going, what should we name this? You know, that was fun. But we just, when you come here, there's a lot of people from all kinds of different parishes. And the one thing, though, that's in common is everybody has a joy and they have a desire to evangelize and they have a love of the faith. And right now, with all that's going on in our church, we just really wanted to, you know, name this particular Spirit Drive a time to celebrate our faith and to share why we're Catholic and why it's still the best thing going on and why we love going to adoration, why we love going to Eucharist, why we love the community going and serving and doing, whether we're serving the homeless or the mission trips or, you know, entering data in here, entering all your money. By the way, how much more do we need? Do we need 12,000? Okay, so who's got, so somebody out there has 11,000, it's really just 11 with a couple zeros. So you, in fact, we'll even give you the 11 and you just give us the other zeros. But it, you know, it's going to happen, and because it's so, it's definitely God's job, not ours, but we're just here to be his hands and feet and just to share God's love. And it's an amazing place. So please feel free to drop by and come visit us and come. And you know, we make a lot of mistakes and we keep doing silly things, but if you have some gift, whether it's stuffing an envelope or like Ed, you know, over here who brings like 6 phones and 6 laptops, like where do we get that? That's amazing. And Steph comes in and makes a little room 8x8 turned into this beautiful chapel that is going to be just a holy place. So it's also going to be a place where you can come by and stop and pray. And it is, you walk through that little door and it's amazing how God just comes and floods over you, the Holy Spirit. So just come on along, and we're here and we're just doing the best we can. But gosh, God is so big. And today was such a spiritual day between what was going on in the Georgia Senate, what was going on here, what was going on with there was a big conference call for Unplanned where there was 3,000 people on that. You could just feel the spiritual work going on. So we love you guys, and you're a part of the family too. It's just the family that we don't know yet. So come be a part.
All right. No? Okay, Kathy, come on. Steph.
I think we want to wrap it up with prayer. Oh, yeah. Although I do want to do one shout out. Our last Spirit Drive, we had a really special man who was here greeting all of our guests and sharing excitement with them. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Bill's been sick, and we've all been praying for him. And he got home this past week, and we are just very thankful that he's home. And Bill, I'm a little emotional. We love you, Bill, and we miss you.
And your chair's still available out there.
That's right. Pin from multiple chairs.
Well, he liked that one up front. He was always our doorman.
All right, so we went to end
with prayer. Steph wrote a beautiful prayer for our Spirit Drive, for a novena that we've been praying for the last week, for the success of everything here. And I'd love for her to share it.
Okay. Shall we pray?
Yes.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we humbly thank you for all the doors you have opened to create Atlanta's new Catholic radio station, The Quest. We thank you for all our listeners, our donors, volunteers, and all the prayer warriors who support this station. As we close out this Spirit Drive, let us seek your will in all we do to bear the fruit you desire. We hand all our success over to you. Guide us to invite, inform, and inspire all who find you through the quest with a desire to lead many into your loving arms and a daily connection with you on Catholic Radio. As we grow this listenership and celebrate our faith, we ask for all that's possible for your glory. Lord, fill our hearts with your love and a renewal of spirit during the challenging times we live in. We desire to bring a million souls to your sacred heart, and we know you can help us do it. May the Holy Spirit teach us to follow your inspirations. Oh, Jesus, we are only your couriers, your voice, and your hands. Use the quest with your perfect will. We want to serve you. Jesus of mercy and love, take the quest and make it yours. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And all glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I want to add one last giant thank you to Kelly, but last but not least is Annie Porter, our production manager. This could not have happened without Annie. She keeps us all straight and always tells me when something's impossible. But helps me make the things that are impossible possible. So thank you again, both of you.
So
alrighty.
Wonderful. Oh, my
all right.
Goodness.
All right. Bye. I guess we're off.
She hasn't turned us off yet.
Oh.
Make me think.